Labor MPs and senators are meeting to thrash out a final position on what's being called the Medical Evacuation Bill. Last year, the opposition voted in favour of this bill, which would allow doctors to decide whether offshore asylum seekers should come to Australia for treatment. But the ABC understands Labor's position is now changing. Our political reporter Stephanie Boris is in Canberra. What do we know, Steph, about where Labor's going to end up on this?
Well, Linda, Labor is set to tweak its position on this medical evacuation bill that it actually voted for in the Senate last year. The ABC understands the opposition is going to try and change some of these measures. So under the bill that passed the upper house in December, an asylum seeker from Manus Island or Nauru could be brought to Australia if two doctors determine they needed medical assistance. Essentially, it's taking the decision away from bureaucrats and into the hands of medical experts, with some exceptions. However, we've been told today that Labor now wants to make changes to what will go before the House of Representatives for a vote, among them giving more discretion to deny the transfer of an asylum seeker to the minister. So that's the immigration minister having more power over who does come here. For example, those that have committed serious crimes such as pedophiles and rapists, and also looking at extending the time frame. Under the current bill that will go before the House of Representatives, only 24 hours for the immigration minister to review a decision made by doctors. Under what Labor's looking at now with these changes, keeping the time frame much more open. There was an indication earlier today that Labor was shifting its position, and that was when Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen indicated that the party was open to compromise.
While we have some disagreements with people on the crossbench, self-evidently, they're not members of the Labor Party. They have different perspectives on some things. We do and have worked cooperatively with them on this and on other matters, and we would seek to continue to do so. If we thought the government was fair dinkum, we'd sit down with them too, but there's no evidence of that.
Chris Bowen speaking earlier today. So, Steph, the government's been ramping up its attacks against Labor for supporting this bill. This is about tactics as well as the issue itself, isn't it?
It is, Linda, and we've seen a lot of that over the past few weeks. There is a lot of at stake for the government on this issue, because if Labor can reach an agreement with the crossbench on making some changes and they get this bill passed through the House of Representatives, it would be the first time the government's lost a crucial vote in decades, and that, of course, would be a blow to the legitimacy of the government. So Prime Minister Scott Morrison is doing his best not to focus on that point and rather ramping up this campaign against Labor, claiming the proposed bill will see the boat start again. And he spoke at the National Press Club today, saying that there's no room for compromise.
This bill is unnecessary. Its passage in any form takes us backwards. See, this is the problem with Bill Shorten on national security or borders or anything else. He thinks it's something you trade on. He says, oh, let's find the middle ground. No, no, I'm going to stand on the right ground. You want to join me on the right ground, Bill? You're welcome. But I'm not going to find some middle ground. You can't split the difference on 1,200 deaths.
Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, today. So, Steph, what can we expect to see from here?
Well, Labor has done some of its own political manoeuvring on another element. They've actually told the government it won't provide any pairs for any votes that require this absolute majority of 76 members. So that, of course, will keep the government on its toes. They'll need to ensure all MPs are present in Parliament when it resumes tomorrow. And in terms of Labor's compromise on the bill and wanting to change some of the measures, that will now come down to negotiations with the crossbench. So still, there's no, you know, sure bet as to which way this will go.
Okay, thanks very much, Steph. Stephanie Boris in Canberra. Well, while kicking Labor over the asylum seeker issue, the Prime Minister has also returned to wider security issues, ground on which he feels the coalition is particularly secure ahead of a likely May federal election. And he's taken a pretty broad definition of security in a speech to the National Press Club today, citing the government's record on asylum seeker boats, cyber bullies and sex offenders. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
As politicians return to federal parliament, the battle lines are being drawn.
Make no mistake, the election is about the Australia you want to live in for the next decade. Do you want to live in a stronger Australia under my government, or do you want to live in a weaker Australia under Bill Shorten and Labor?
To back that up, the Prime Minister traversed a wide range of accomplishments, including his government's record of cracking down on crime.
We have cancelled the visas of the equivalent of the jail population of South Australia, Tasmania and Northern Territory combined. We have cancelled the visas of 4,150 dangerous criminals, sent them packing.
He also touched on the coalition's management of the economy and had a big focus on border protection.
We've stopped those deaths at sea. There were over 1,200 that we know of. We've closed 19 detention centres. We've removed all children from detention. And the last four children on Nauru have their bags packed for the US and all the children are off Nauru. Our plan is simple. We won't change it. Not one jot. Labor will.
These are traditional areas of strength for the coalition, and Mr Morrison hammered home the point that he believes Australia would be weaker under Bill Shorten. But on the streets of Sydney, voters said national security wasn't at the front of their minds.
I think we shouldn't start getting paranoid. I think that there's a politics of paranoia at the moment, and you don't put people in detention centre just in case they do something.
I don't think it's a bigger concern.
I think there's lots of other things that they should be considered as well. Health issues, hospitals, teachers.
At the moment, maybe all the poor people living in the park here, for a start. Infrastructure, education, all those things. I mean, I think Australia's relatively safe.
Scott Morrison's vision of a safe Australia extends beyond border protection. He talked about confronting issues such as cyberbullying, domestic violence and child sex offenders, and gave a nod to the Alana and Madeline Foundation, which has just received extra money to help protect children online. The charity's chief executive, Leslie Podesta, says that's welcome.
The question of children's safety is beyond politics. We were delighted, in fact, on the weekend that the Labor Party also announced a strong commitment in this area. And I think that's as it should be. Everyone should see this as a priority.
But others complained that the Prime Minister's speech politicised important issues. Hetty Johnston is the founder of the Brave Hearts Foundation, an organisation focusing on child protection.
I know how you could judge if a politician cares, and that's in what they do, not in what they say. And I haven't seen a whole lot of doing.
Labor's Terry Butler agrees.
I think it was pretty rich of the Prime Minister to announce less than $88 million in funding for crisis housing, given that it was his government that cut $88 million for crisis housing back in 2014 and that money's never been restored. So for him to now expect a clap on the back and a thank you from people leaving violent relationships is pretty galling.
And beyond the policy issues, there's one elephant in the room that Scott Morrison just can't shake.
Now, people can rightly say that we have had three prime ministers. That is true. What they cannot say is that we've mismanaged the finances. They cannot say that we've mismanaged the budget or the economy. They cannot say that we've mishandled the borders. The Labor Party had quite a few prime ministers. That's true, and they weren't very good. We've had three good ones, I would argue.
As he launches into an election year, the Prime Minister's still taking questions on last year's leadership spill because his government hasn't been able to answer why, if his predecessors were so good, the party room decided to dump them.
Alexandra Beach reporting.